AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Matt Patrick Stein will join us at the usual time here. Patrick, it's time, you know, just when you said to ourselves, is there any way I could be a, I'm so used to being a glutton at the end of summer with the state fair. I'm so used to being a complete and total glutton. Any way I could make that happen? Well, I've got some news for you. Did you get a rundown of the vendors that are going to be available at this the State Fair food drive-through they're going to do here?
Sweet Martha's is the one that I noticed. Cheese on a Stick is the one that I looked for because that's the one that I want so bad, and it is on there, yes.
Okay. Well, they got Pronto Pups. I mean, it's Dimitri's. They don't have the Dimitri's Greek on this. Dimitri's is the one to go with over there. That's the one that's right by the carousel. That's a pretty solid gyro for sure. So here it's the participating vendors. Now, once again, how is this going to – it's going to run Thursday through Sunday, August 20th to the 23rd, and 27th to the 30th, Thursday through Sunday, September 3rd through the 6th, and then Monday, September 7th. And so – and it's going to be these – and now it's a little pricey. I'm not going to deny. It's just a smidge pricey. You have to pay $20 to get in. That's per car. That gets you five people. If they're and kids four and under are free. If you have more than five, you got to buy another $20 ticket just to get in. That doesn't cover the cost of any food while you're in the State Fair drive-through area here. The turkey to go, guys. They do the turkey legs and the turkey sandwich. So that's there. Tom Thumb Donuts. So and they're going to have their traditional mini donuts. All right. The French fry guys are going to be there. I'm presuming this is the French fry stand that's over by the Midway. That's right in, when you come in down the street from the pickle guys, right before you head on down to the Animal Barn.
Yep, fresh French fry. That's another favorite of mine, too.
The 88-ouncer. Dear Lord. Hey, good news. You'll be sitting the entire time. None of this walking from stand to stand. They've got the French fries, guys. Sweets and treats. Those are one of those just regular kind of, you know... And with all due respect, I think those are the kind of the stands you see at pretty much any county fair and stuff like that. They don't, you know, there's nothing. It's pretty standard fair food there. The cheese curds are going to be there. A bucket of cheese curds for $17, and for them with the fries, boy, I can already feel the heart congesting. The giant egg roll on a stick and the cream cheese wontons, Pronto Pups. Do they have the Pronto Pup Bucket, which I always thought was one of the – pardon me there. I got a hair or something in my throat here. The Pronto Pup Bucket was always one of the better aspects of the State Fair. I did enjoy that. Pitchfork Sausage, Butcher Boys, London Broil. So they got the break stage. That's the guys over by the gondola, right? By the grandstand, right? Yeah, all right. The Dairy Goodness Bar by Midwest Dairy. Now, is that the guys that usually do the Dairy Barn? Are they outside? Or is that, I thought that was U of M. So this maybe might be a different one. The West Indies Soul Food, hello. Jamaican Patties, hello. The Footlong Hot Dogs. The Giggles Campfire Grill. I think that's over, kind of as you go up onto Machinery Hill. That's up on one of those, I think, over there. They've got theirs, and then Cheese on a Stick is out there in case, yeah, just, you know, there you go. The Hanger, they got the Twister, Tater Twister, sausage wrapped in a whole spiral sliced potato and fried, yum. Plus fried Oreos, well, because, you know, you can't have enough good healthy eating. El Sol Mexican Foods is going to be there with their tacos, burritos, Sweet Martha's cookies. Pail of cookies is going to be $17. Limit six pails per vehicle. Okay. It's time for Matt's Math Corner. All right. And so I'm just going to do this. $20 to get in. All right. Plus 17 times 6. Ugh, God, $122. So you're going to – if you want to go there, you can pay $20 to get in and then $102 for six pails of Sweet Martha's cookies, $122, and my guess is some sort of medical appointment afterwards. Dear Lord, 6 pails per vehicle. I just have zero doubt people are going to be like, you know, gimme, 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 gimme. Hey, I'm going to go. Are you kidding? I'm probably going to go out there. Prono pup. It's a pricey prono pup. But, you know, we can do the cream cheese wontons. Those will be tasty. And, yeah, maybe one of the malts. But that's a, yeah, it's going to be pricey. That's going to be pricey. I have zero doubt. I think you have to get a ticket before you go. Entrance to the food parade will be up to 5 people per vehicle. Children age 4 and under are not counted. If you have more than 5 people, you would like extra lunch bags, additional $20 ticket is required. One insulated Minnesota State Fair bag, you get that. With theirs, you also get a fun entertainment and activity along with the parade route with various sponsors. A goodie bag filled with surprises for our sponsors and partners and plus food purchases are not included in the vehicle ticket price. There's a drive-through event, so you do not get out of your vehicle. Wow. Bring a pen to fill out your orders. We'll provide the menus. Plus, bring pens for kids to go in-car bingo game around the parade route. If that's your activity. I don't think that's going to work off the Sweet Martha's cookies. That's going to be kicking off your that's once again at the end of the month. Hey, it's creative, and I have zero doubt they're going to fill out all their times. It's going to be packed. It's going to be packed with people trying to go in there and get the food, without a doubt. But still, wow. Wow. We'll get to face masks in a second. Matthew and Egan wanted to chime in on what's been going on in Portland and other places as well. Matthew, thanks for holding.
Hey, Matt McNeil. You know, I listened to your show, and you were talking yesterday about the brown shirt Nazis in Portland. And they're also now up in Detroit, I believe. They've been seen up there. But
No, you let him talk. Go right ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, doesn't the governor of every state control the National Guard? And they normally call out the National Guard against protesters? Can't they use them to protect the protesters in those states instead of the mayors? The mayors can only protect their state.
Or protect their city with the local police. Or in the case, I think in Minneapolis, you can get a call over to the Hennepin County Sheriff. Thank you very much, Matthew. I appreciate that. I'm not sure exactly. I'm going to bring this subject up with Stein here because obviously we are getting into fascistville when you're out there. So like I said, I'm going to get into it. I mean, the thing which is far more scary is they are now admitting they're premeditatively arresting people. So they're not arresting people who have committed crimes. They're arresting people they think might commit crimes. Think about that for a second. That is some fascist crap right there. That is some serious fascism. We're not going to arrest people who've committed crimes. We're arresting people who might commit a crime. That is some fascism right there. And shame on every one of you conservatives who screamed for 8 years about jackbooted thugs and black helicopters coming to round us up to take our guns. Big government's out of control. And now the big government is really out of control. You guys go, well, it's because you're going after the other guys. I guess I don't really have a problem with it. Yeah, trust me. It always just ends with the one group. It never goes on to other people. Never. What are you talking about? 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Governor Tim Walz issued an executive order Wednesday requiring Minnesotans to wear masks in stores and other indoor public spaces as he tries to avoid a surge in coronavirus cases here. The order goes into effect on Saturday, July 25th. So basically, it's at midnight on Friday. Walz announced the move at 2 p.m. news conference. He was joined by business owners from Minneapolis and Bemidji and infectious disease experts who say wearing a mask helps slow the virus. A day earlier, Walz telegraphed his plans by telling reporters, I think you can expect an announcement in the next day or two on the mask mandate while also promoting the value of the requirement. He said, the businesses tell us what we do need a statewide mandate instead of having scattershot requirements in various cities. Minnesota store owners will be required to hang signs and address non-compliant customers, but the order will not force them to deny service to a non-compliant customer, a source with knowledge to the order said. So basically what it's saying is this, is people can tell people to wear masks, and a business can deny service to someone who's not wearing a mask, but a business doesn't necessarily have to deny service to someone not wearing a mask. So... also, it sounds like the police, he'll have the police. It's not going to be some sort of jackbooted thug thing here. Instead, it's going to be the police are going to be handing out masks, which is they're not going to be handing out tickets. They'll say, here's a mask. Please wear one. And there you go. And I think that that's a really good way to do it because there's a lot of – I know you're conservative sheriffs and stuff that are out there in the state. Who are, I'm going to do what I don't agree with. But, hey, here's a few boxes and face masks. If you see someone without a face mask, it's better for you. It's better for your community. It's better for your family if everyone's wearing one. Just going up there and saying, here you go. Here's your complimentary face mask courtesy of the whatever county sheriff. There you go. 28 states have now implemented statewide requirements. Walls has been holding but hoping to get Republican lawmakers to buy into the mask mandate. I can tell you right now, Republicans are going to frantically be trying to erase social media posts later on when this is all – hopefully we get a vaccine and we're all better from this. They are going to frantically be saying, I never said open everything because this is where the Republicans are. We demand that you open schools. We demand that no one make a face mask mandate. We demand the Arby's be open so we can have potato cakes inside the Arby's. And so then and I want to call out the journalists of the Twin Cities because you guys have done a crap job of asking the obvious follow-up question. So you think it's perfectly safe for someone to go to school. You think it's perfectly safe for people to not wear masks. You think it's perfectly safe to not go in to go into the Arby's. And of course they're saying, well, no, I didn't say I think it's safe. I just think that people should have the right. No, I wouldn't do that. And you have to get these people online on record because you allow them to sit. They're playing both sides of the knife here. On one side, they're saying everything needs to be open, but then everything gets open. They're just like, well, I never said I demanded people to go and do this. Yeah, they did. They basically did with their tone and their attitude of, you know, never have to force people to wear a face mask. Like, that is a good thing to not wear a face mask. And even they, if you put them under pressure and you ask them directly, is it a good idea to wear a face mask? They'll say yes. And then your next follow-up question is, if you think it's a good idea to wear a face mask, and the healthcare people have said, yes, you should wear a face mask, why do you think that some people should not have to? Do you think it's safe that people don't wear face masks? And of course, they'll, I never said it was a good idea. I'm just saying people to, you know, cookie cutter option. I don't like that. Don't make me go on the record. Seriously, guys, you journalists in the Twin Cities, you kind of suck at this. You should be asking the natural follow-up question, which is, so if you think that this should be opened or there shouldn't be face masks, you feel as if it's okay for people to not wear face masks and people should be able to go into small confined spaces. Around noon today, Majority Leader Gzilka of East Gull Lake issued a statement questioning the Democratic governor's approach, asking why Minnesota needs a statewide mandate now as opposed to weeks ago when deaths were at their peak. Oh, that's right. Well, things were so bad. Well, I remember because you know why? Because I think there was a bunch of jackasses in St. Paul who were screaming, never a face mask ever. I can't remember. Oh, that was right. The Republicans were screaming that a few months ago. Here's Gzilka. Once again, I find myself asking why one size fits all is the only option for a mask mandate. Gzilka said, businesses and individuals are already requiring and wearing masks in most situations, so the mandate feels like a heavy-handed, broad approach that won't work well for every situation. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You just contradicted yourself in your own statement, Gzilka. If most people are requiring them for most situations anyway, then it's a minor inconvenience just to require them the rest of the time, isn't it? You acting as if this is some heavy-handed, you know, jackbooted thug thing. No, you yourself acknowledge that most businesses require this now, so what's the big frickin' deal? And once again, does Paul Gazelka think people should be going out without a face mask? And if he says no, then ask him, why is he being such a whiny little boo about this? On Twitter, former Republican Congressman Jason Lewis, currently running for a U.S. Senate seat. By the way, can we make a call on that race right now? I think we can make a call on that race right now. He basically called it an unconstitutional power grab.
This assault on our liberties must end, he tweeted. Details of,
now, by the way, this clown was apparently on some radio show insisting kids can't give anyone else coronavirus. I don't have the exact. Well, do I have it? I might actually have it here. He was making the comment that, it claims that children can't transmit coronavirus. Quote, don't transmit the coronavirus, and certainly don't transmit it asymptomatically. The claim is refuted by studies that show children do, in fact, transmit the virus. Thanks, Jason. Dr. Jason Lewis. Yeah. Got news for you if you walk into that doctor's office. Yikes. Anyway, he calls it a power grab. You know, you guys are missing the point. We have 28 states, including Republican states, who have the mask mandate there. Do you know what states don't have that mask mandate? Texas, Florida, Arizona, Georgia. States where coronavirus is out of control. Do you know the places that have had strict mask mandates? Japan, South Korea, New Zealand, a lot of the European Union. A lot of places where Denmark hardly has any cases at all. And yet we see that. We see what the rest of the world has done. We see how the rest of the world has contained this. We see even other states in the union here. But Paul Gazelka, how dare you? And even Walz's own order doesn't go, in my personal opinion, nearly far enough. I think masks should be required everywhere, personally. I think outdoors, indoors, I think it should be. And there's no punishment here. He's even giving out the idea of having the police departments hand out masks. You know, at the end, when this is all over, the history books are going to write it simply that selfish jerks and the Republican Party are the reason why, instead of having 10,000 deaths from coronavirus, we are going to end up with 250,000 deaths from coronavirus. Because of the Republican Party, that instead of having 60,000 cases of coronavirus, we're going to end up with 7 or 8 million cases of coronavirus in this country. And the long-term health crisis, and they will. That's what it's going to say. And that's why I made the point that these guys are going to frantically be trying to clear up their record before too long, because history is not going to be very kind to these Republicans, nor should it. And it shouldn't be nice to them now. Journalists, do your damn job. If they're advocating for no masks, if they're advocating for businesses to be open, if they're advocating for life as normal, that schools should open, then put a microphone in their mouth and get them on the record. Because you want it? Someone should. For God's sake, someone should. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. The Minnesota coronavirus update when I do return. And then Jeff Stein. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Are your remote workers putting your company at risk? Not sure what steps to take to secure your data? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide with the 5 steps to securely work from home. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
I love the Toyotas I've gotten at Rudy Luther Toyota, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. And I can tell you, it will save you a lot of money over 3 years. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Let's talk about getting your home zero-res clean. To say your home has been lived in these last few months is probably an understatement. Have you assessed the damage? Dirty carpet, food stains, pet accidents, dust buildup? Now is the perfect time to give your home a deep clean. This month, take $50 off your air duct cleaning when you mention AM950. Zero Res will use their negative air HyperVac 12-step cleaning process to extract all of that crud out of your air ducts the right way. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Randy is in St. Cloud. Let's bring Randy on in here before I get to the Minnesota coronavirus update. Go ahead there, Randy.
Well, thank you. I just was wondering if somebody could please ask Paul Gazanka if the governor's just fascist mandate of masks is worse than people dressed in camo and not having any names on their uniforms and no badges, picking innocent, peaceful protesters, right, taking them away in unmarked vans. Which is worse?
Well,
not sure.
And Randy, your phone's cutting out there a little bit. No, but your point is very, very valid. And you see, this is kind of the problem that the Republicans have right now. Their entire Republican, their new strategy against Biden was, oh, he's mentally compromised. And then you have Johnny Chuckles over there screaming about, I just did a basic cognitive test and they said I was superior. Oh, really? You know, it doesn't help. They try to put him out there as the voice of reason, and then he Ghislaine Maxwell, he goes out there and says, I hope she's doing great. It's just like everything that they try to say, oh, this is jackbooted thugs trying to make me wear my mask. By the way, don't pay attention at all what's going on in Portland, Oregon with Trump's brown shirts. Don't do that. You know, and by the way, it should be noted, that's Border Patrol. That's Border Patrol. That is because the military said, we're not going to do this. So Trump went and got ICE and Border Patrol, put them into camo uniforms, and are arresting people premeditatively in these towns. I mean, my God. But no, tell me, Paul Gazelka, how having to wear a face mask in a subway is somehow a bridge too far. Oh, my God. Paul Gazelka, shut your pie hole. Dear Lord. Skin tag. Coronavirus update. An additional 507 new COVID-19 cases and four deaths were reported Wednesday by the Minnesota Health Department. Confirmed case counts have generally been increasing since mid-June, when testing was finding about 300 to 400 cases. So far, the pandemic has claimed 1,552 lives. 47,961 people have been sickened. Once again, Republican Party of Minnesota looks at those two numbers and say, hey, looks great to us. No need for face masks. Get those schools back open. Get me a potato cake at Arby's. Love those beef and cheddars. That's Republican Party. Minnesota now reporting a seven-day average daily case count of 600 new infections. Governor Tim Walz announced mandate on face masks. Public health officials have long recommended the use of face masks to curb the spread of new coronavirus. But what do all the people who've gone to medical school know about health care? Right, Paul? Right? Your gut tells you a face mask is not a real big deal, doesn't it? Oh, let me guess. Leroy down at the co-op, he says face masks are for wussies. And so that's your effective counterpoint. Here is the head of the Mayo Clinic. Here's Leroy at the co-op. You went with Leroy. Good thinking, moron. Hey, don't get me wrong. If I got to get a good price on corn, my price per bushel, Leroy's my guy. Leroy is my guy. What's the soybean for March? What's that looking like right now, Leroy? But do I ask Leroy, hey, Leroy, I've got a pain here in my side. Could you take a look at it? No. No, don't look at Leroy and ask him about that. Leroy is not your source of medical advice. Don't do that. Minnesota's increase in confirmed COVID-19 cases was sparked and created by an increase in infections among young adults. Wait a minute here. Young adults? Jason Lewis, Dr. Jason Lewis, he's basically saying, the kids can't be, he says that this doesn't happen. What's going on? Growth rates in other age groups as well have started to increase. Three of the newly reported deaths were among residents of nursing homes, assisted living facilities. About 77% of the 1,552 deaths have been long-term care residents. Most fatalities have been among those with underlying health conditions. I just, Republican Party, I don't get you guys. I don't get how you look at saying if you're 70 and older. And once again, this is a political party whose the vast majority of people who vote Republican are 70 and older. It's their prime demo. That is their prime target, for goodness sakes. You are looking at the people 70 and older, and you're saying, if they get it, 1 in 4 die. I'm okay with that. How did you get to this point? 952-946-6205. When we do return, I am going to hold Jeff Stein's feet to the fire. Jeff Stein has to answer for some things in Iowa. He has to. Plus, we'll get to jackbooted thugs in Portland. We'll get to just the rest of the craziness. Dear God, this country is off the rails. It's off the rails. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for 25 years. You'll not find someone who loves their job more than me. The process of painting your home could not be easier. Go to nickslavik.com, click on the button Paint My Walls or Paint My Cabinets. I'll personally be in contact with you to get an estimate, either in-home or a free virtual estimate. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. We're not like other contractors.
Hello, it's Keith Ellison. I'm voting for Ilhan Omar in the upcoming DFL primary because she shows up for the community. When they tried to take our vote away or interfere with our right to marry who we love, Ilhan stepped up and urged everybody to vote no twice. When Trump announced his Muslim ban, Ilhan Omar organized thousands of Minnesotans to stand up and say no. Everybody's welcome in Minnesota. When COVID-19 hit, Ilhan passed the Meals Act, guaranteeing school meals for all of our district students and 20 million students nationwide. She raised over $300,000 to support local organizations. Now, we need to show up for Ilhan. Go to dfl.org and get your ballot. Vote early at your county office or vote in person on August 11th.
I'm Ilhan Omar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ilhan for Congress.
Get down, get down. AM AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurants are back, including Cafe Latte. You can do online ordering and takeout with gift cards as well available. Go to CafeLatte.com. You can choose from their ever-changing selection of salads, sandwiches, soups, fantastic food. Of course, their pizza, the wine bar. You get the food to go if you'd like as well. And a nice picnic at St. Paul. It's gorgeous over there. Cafe Latte, Victorian Grand in St. Paul. It is the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. Jeff Steins, our national and presidential expert, noted author. You can find his books at Next Chapter Books. Also, you can as well find his books at TotallyIowa.com. TotallyIowa.com. The Iowa Business Report is his weekly show down there, as well as he also does the Iowa Politics Report at KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo. Hi, Jeff.
Documents and papers.
Uh-oh, it sounds like we got something else coming through there. Jeff, or do we have Jeff coming through?
You're telling me the Chinese?
No, that's not. That sounds like we got a live stream coming on there. Let's see. Why don't you see if we can get that checked out there? Is it on our? Did we turn the key? Did we get all that stuff? All right. Is he there?
I was looking up online, and the Matthews.
Some radio station. And by the way, I can just tell by the tone there that it's some snarky conservative. Are we sure our buttons are all pushed and all this stuff is all the keys and things are turned and all that good stuff? Yeah. All right. We'll see if we can figure this out. But it's you can tell, can't you? You can tell it's kind of the... I do that too much and it hurts. Is he there now? No. All right, we're working on Stein. We're working on Stein as we speak. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. One of the things that has come up in the last few days has been that there's a selfishness that I noticed that's creeping into a lot of different people out there. Is there? Jeff, are you there now?
I'm here. All I've right. been here.
Have you?
I have. I even heard you say.
I'll tell you what.
Things that he's going to have to answer for.
Well, there's you listen to the tone in Stein's voice, huh? Do I lie? God, I'll tell you what. I'll get to the selfish point a little bit later on. That's not today. We'll do that tomorrow. But I got to get to you because I got to hold you accountable for Iowa.
Okay, fine. It's my fault. All of it is my fault.
Dang right it is. No, actually, this is not your fault. It's the fault the fault of your health, your state's health department.
Oh, well, that's a long list. Go ahead.
Oh, no, how about that the first outbreak in Iowa, they reporting the cases in the 200s, and 2 days later they told the health department, no, it's in the 500s. Of a 1,600 person facility, so near you're getting up there towards almost a third of the people infected, and they kept it quiet. And I mean, I got to imagine the people in the community are furious.
We're not exactly sure, but at the very best, it is a matter of one arm of the state not talking to another arm of the state. Here is what I have. I have that. The state public health folks said a couple of hundred. Now, this is a Tyson plant, pork processing plant in a place called Columbus Junction. 1,600 workers. Originally, the public health folks said 200 and there, however many. But around that same time, a little bit before that, the company told safety regulators, workforce safety regulators, that it was like 500. Which, by the way, I think they were underselling then, too. But the point is, did one arm of the state government have certain information that the public health folks did not have? And if that was the case, once the safety regulator folks hear that the public health folks are talking about the number of cases, shouldn't someone have picked up the phone to say, where'd you get that number? Because I got an awful lot higher number over here. Mm-hmm. So at this point, in the most charitable situation, you have state government where the left hand doesn't talk to the right hand. That made no sense, but you understand what I'm saying. They have sock puppets. So one side doesn't know what the other is doing, and that leads to disinformation. Now, you throw the whole thing in here that I have said before, and I'm very happy to stand by it, that Tyson was not forthcoming in all of these plants. So it is certainly alarming, to say the least. Mm-hmm. And again, if the best situation is that there's a communication problem within the state, well, that's still pretty bad. Well, and by the way, something you probably haven't seen because it didn't rise to the level of this, but the chief spokesperson for the Department of Public Health back in March, mind you, was told, you're no longer responsible for giving information about coronavirus. That will come directly from the governor's office. And about a week ago, the head of the Department of Public Health, who himself is on the way out at the end of the month so he could spend more time with his family.
Of course.
Called the spokesperson in and said, well, you have two choices. Your position's going to be eliminated, so you can either resign and then you get your accrued benefits like vacation time, et cetera, and back pay that will help pay for your health insurance, or you're going to be fired. But either way, here's a cardboard box. And she believes that she was terminated and the position was, quote unquote, eliminated because she had this silly idea that a public information person should be giving information to the media to then give to the public. So in other words, there is a cloud right now over some aspects of state government that there's a message control going on and it's all coming from one office. And if you act like you want to give too much information, then your job's going to be eliminated and you're going to be on the street. Well, so and I'm willing to do anything.
Well, and can I pop in here two things? One, I imagine the people of Columbus Junction don't really give a rat's caboose about who was the downfall. They're pretty furious about what happened there. But as well, I mean, it also should be mentioned that the governor herself, she was very much on the side of when these outbreaks started to happen of the meat processing companies and very clearly went out of her way to, you know, we're on their side, we're on their side. It doesn't help your case when everything seems to be about, well, let's make sure we protect the meat processing companies who made the decisions to expose their workers as opposed to the citizens of Iowa.
Whether it's Columbus Junction, whether it's Perry, Sioux City, Waterloo, and I'm just mentioning places in Iowa, the citizens have already made their peace with the fact that elected officials have sold them out in the name of so-called economic development. Mm-hmm. And I asked the officials here point blank, because this county where I'm sitting would have been average were it not for a Tyson plant where the elected officials went through when they got word that workers from Columbus Junction were being moved to Waterloo and led to a big infection here, which nobody's been able to deny yet. I said to the elected officials, you begged them to come here. Is there not something where the citizens ought to say, well, I guess we get what we deserve when we bring that kind of an industry in? And I'm not talking about the workers. I'm talking about the type of industry it is and how they treat their workers. So I want to be very clear about that. So, you know, in Columbus Junction, I think it's the same as it was in Waterloo. Like, well, that's what you get when you bring the plant here. So are they upset? You know, they've already been upset. You know what I mean?
Really quick, I want to get into Joni Ernst because we got a lot of other things we got to get to. But really quick, Joni Ernst got caught by, I believe it was Iowa Public Television. You know, this is a senator that back in 2016 was saying, you don't put a Supreme Court justice on the Supreme Court in an election year. You let the voters decide who's going to do this. That was what she was saying back then. Now her answer is very different. It's, of course, we're going to put someone on the Supreme Court, even if it's December 24th and Ruth Bader Ginsburg passes away. We're going to scramble back into here to get a Trump one more Supreme Court justice. You know, it's the hypocrisy. You know, this is something that I can't believe that's going to go over well in Iowa for her.
That was not her finest moment. By the way, Senator Grassley, the other U.S. senator, said the opposite. He said, I'm going to stick with what we did in 2016 when I ran that committee. We didn't hold a hearing because it was an election year. He said, I'm not changing my position from 2016. So he's at least being consistent about it. Now, will that actually play out? Obviously, we'll have to see, and hopefully it won't be necessary. I've got a little badge of honor that you might like. My interview with Senator Ernst from last week was quoted by her opponent's campaign today in a news release.
So there you go. What did you ask her that got quoted?
The EPA administrator issue, Andrew Wheeler. Yeah. Okay, so the Democrat, who is Teresa Greenfield by name, she has called for the EPA administrator to resign and called on Senator Ernst to act the same way. And Senator Ernst, in my studio last week, just after you and I talked the day after, said, well, I called for that 8 months ago if he didn't do what we wanted. And so apparently there's a little language parsing, but all I know is I was referenced as a local radio interview.
A liberal hack, Jeff Stein.
That's it. That's it. Just party guy, you know, just flag the right there.
All right.
Well, it's said in the news release something about, you know, she was caught making an inaccurate statement on a local radio station or something. They're all local, right? Yours is local. They're all local.
Yes.
But that's just a nice way that they don't have to give credit. But that's okay. They hyperlink to it. So, you know, go listen. It was fun.
I'm also known as Area Man. All right. So
you're known as other things, but we should move.
Area Man can't find his pants. Yeah. So there you go. Oh, let's get to the ugly. This what's going on in Portland? I mean, and the acting, was it Wolf, the acting Homeland Security director, making the comment that we're premeditating these are premeditated arrests. I mean, I'm like, whoa, you've got a secret police, which is once again border security and ICE agents in Portland, not on a border, not dealing with ICE, not dealing with immigrants.
It's on the border of East Portland.
No, but they're basically – you've got these secret police officers, unmarked vehicles, and they're saying we're arresting people not because of committing crimes but might commit crimes. Dear Lord, I mean, we have digressed and fast here.
There are problems with chains of command, as in local authorities. Now, remember this from Bush 43 and hurricanes and everything else, right? We learned this then. That federal authorities cannot act unless the local authorities ask for the help, right? I mean, that is part of the division in a republic, right? So you've got the federal officials standing by only when they are called in. When you have an end run, in essence, right? This is going through a different channel with different type of officials because the local officials didn't ask for it. That really calls into question an awful lot of things, including the what's the proper use of some of these individuals. You know, I mean, we hear stories all along about what National Guard members are being used to take, politicians' kids to school. You know, and they're not supposed to be chauffeurs. They're not supposed to be errand boys. Well, similarly, these agents are acting beyond the scope of what their duty is. And if the only reason they are there is because the president couldn't send other troops through the front door because they weren't requested, well, that's a problem, is it not?
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, I've seen some legal analysis of this. There's no way in the world this is going to hold up in a court of law. It really won't because, you know, you can't do it this way. There's the point. This is not about what he's trying to do, is trying to set new standards. I think this is just a campaign attempt. This is everything they keep throwing at Biden doesn't stick. So now they're going to be we will create our own private army. We will go in to – we will use the Border Patrol and ICE agents as Trump's new version of the brown shirts, and I will send them on into these communities – knowing that even the Supreme Court, I mean, Roberts isn't going to go along with this, nor is Gorsuch for that matter. I mean, Alito and Scalia might, but I doubt it. No one's going to go along with this. It's going to get thrown out, and any court case is going to get thrown out. So this seems to be only for show, although cosplaying the Third Reich is not exactly, I think, a show a lot of people want to see.
How long will it take for there to be some judicial determination? Well, doesn't matter, right? Because
politics, yeah.
Right, it's all political. Okay, so if in fact you don't get a court determination for 3 months, well, it's more than served its purpose, okay? And if it's 5 months, then it's past the election. And even if there's a ruling tomorrow, Judge Matt McNeil presiding, banging the big gavel, then those who think that these big cities run by liberal Democrat mayors need to be stopped, they're going to say, well, now, see, we've lost the judiciary as well. This is, from a cynical political view, a can't lose for the incumbent, because either they're allowed to have their troops in these cities, or they're able to say, see, we're kept from doing it, and if you don't vote for us, look what you're going to have. Lawlessness up and down the line. Now, Biden has issues, but that's a different conversation, okay? The whole thing is designed. Why are there now coronavirus briefings? And oh, by the way, where are the coronavirus task force members at the briefings, right? We've had one, and it was the president speaking.
They're out under the bus.
Well, Dr. Birx, she's back in the other room. There was she having coffee? What was that about?
Like she's free range out on the South Lawn. It's like, get her in here.
Where are these people? And Mr. President, where are they? Well, she's over there. Yeah, hi. Mm-hmm. You can wave. She's out. You can't see. What's it going to be today in, 39 minutes? Round two. And, this is all being done for a very, shall we say, cynical, you might say callous, you might say a lot of other things that are stronger, political purpose. No question.
Okay. And I think this is a political campaign stunt. I really do. But okay. The concern I have right now is that, okay, so election night, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, all of a sudden some guys in unmarked cars wearing military fatigues say under the order of the White House they are confiscating ballot boxes, they're confiscating hard drives, they're confiscating all these details, and the stuff disappears. Oh, and miraculously, oh, here it is. We found it all. Oh, and by the way, Trump won by a landslide. That's my concern, is once we start going down, people like to talk about the slippery slope with stuff like, the Second Amendment. The reality is you start sending out your own personal military force, it becomes pretty damn easy to send that military force out if it's going to make sure you stay in power.
Two things about that. I don't know if this goes south, if it's going south on election day to that point, I don't know that you're going to have people who are going to follow those orders. I don't know that you're going to have officials who say, oh, yeah, I'll be happy to do this because they're going to see the writing on the wall. But let me explode your head on one other thing. Let's assume that the incumbent loses. And there's all this talk about, well, we're going to have to flush him out of the White House, all of this. I would lay even money right now that if he loses, he resigns before January 20th. He bails because he's not the type to just hang on, right? So in other words, don't worry about him not leaving. Pence's problem is going to be, what do you mean I have to do this for the next 2.5 months?
Oh, I
don't think that'll happen.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. I think that if he does lose, that he'll just say, okay, we're gone. And it'll be in like an empty – doors open on the White House. They're gone like in the middle of the night and Pence like, hello?
Mr. President, hey.
Well, where are you guys? So
yeah, because, no. And because again, he's the type who moves on to the next thing, right? I'm declaring victory over coronavirus. Let's move on to something else. What? It's still there? All right. Well, then let's come back and fight it. Wear your mask, everybody. And then he moves on to something else. I don't think you're going to have to worry about evicting him. I think you're going to have to worry about what he signs on the way out the door just before he signs his resignation letter.
Well, can you pardon – really, really quick question. Can you pardon someone without explaining what crime they're pardoned for?
Well, sure. Nixon wasn't ever charged with anything. It was all crimes.
Wow. That's going to be – there's going to be like 60 of those. All right. Well, we'll take a break. When we come on back, I want to talk about the campaign because, I can't believe Ghislaine Maxwell, shout-outs are going to help him too much on the other side as well. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Don't be surprised if you hear your name when you walk into St. Paul Corner Drug. Our experienced staff make getting to know you their top priority. Developing a trusting relationship with our patients is the first step in providing personalized care that achieves the best outcomes possible. Make certain all your providers know who you are and what your needs are. It is a vital step in your well-being. Stop by St. Paul Corner Drug today to start a relationship with a staff that cares. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
Hi, I'm Alicia Luther-Toms, Certified Financial Planner with RBC Wealth Management. I'm part of an all-woman financial advisor team with combined experience of over 40 years. Whether it's leaving something for your loved ones, enjoying your own retirement, or giving to a favorite charity, we'll help you plan, and there's no better time than right now. This is Alicia Luther-Toms at 612-770-4460 or alicia.luther.toms@rbc.com.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us right now. Jeff, the electoralvote.com, like I said, you're right. You can't look at a general poll of the nation. You have to look at individual states. Right now, they've got Biden walloping Trump 406 to 132. Not only are a lot of the swing states that went his way no longer going his way, and Florida is actually looking like a pretty substantial pickup for the Democrats, but when you look at this map, Alaska is only a 3-point win for Trump right now. Utah is barely a win. Arkansas is barely a win for Trump. I mean, you and I have talked about this for years. If you have to go and spend money in places which you never dreamed you were going to have to spend money in, this is over, even if you do have a massive money advantage.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if it is late July and you're firming up your base, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. There's no question that's a problem. Now, on the other side, Mr. Biden has had some issues reaching out to some of his base. But again, it's all comparative, isn't it? You know, how far can you go without losing people? The Trump coalition in 2016 was not a Republican coalition. It was a Trump coalition. And that's where it becomes even more fractured, right? Because you don't have the sort of core that you normally do. Yes, he ran as a Republican. But I literally spoke with a longtime Republican operative today who said, look, I'm not a Trump guy. You probably have figured that out if I haven't told you. So I'm working for, and he mentioned state lawmakers and folks at the congressional level. In other words, Republicans are working for Republicans, and they're just letting Trump over here. And they frankly don't care if he loses.
Well, and I have to – it is interesting. We are starting to see some cracks within the Republican mold. I mean, it sounds like some of the Republicans went after Liz Cheney the other day. That, you know, even Chip Roy was down in Texas. He went out there and commented about that and basically he was kind of shouted down by Trump supporters. There are some fractions starting to show up on the GOP side.
Oh, absolutely, because, again, the GOP side is not unified in pretty much – well, look at the U.S. Senate. Even the Republican side can't get together on a CARES Act replacement or supplement. They can't even agree. That's why Mitch McConnell got up and talked about legislative issues coming up this week. What was missing? The elephant in the room. Because of the fact that they can't even agree within their, 52 members what to do. Never mind how that ties with the White House.
Jeff Stein, once again, find his books at Next Chapter Books. We will talk to you later. I'll get the Iowa Politics Report up a little bit later on as well. Till tomorrow. See ya.